And welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN. It's 9:35, and once a month we chat with members of the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. And joining us here today by phone is Volunteer Coordinator Hannah Shoemaker. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
I know things are really different right now at the Animal Shelter. We'll get into that a little bit here in just a moment, but it's Animal Control Appreciation Week. Is that right?
It is, yeah, and we are so grateful for them right now. They are still working hard, making sure that our community is cared for and the animals in our community are cared for, and we are so appreciative of that.
Yeah, their job doesn't stop just because everything else is going on with the health crisis. They still
exactly.
have a job to do.
Yeah, and they're working really hard right now.
Well, as far as how many people do we have in animal control right now?
We currently only have 2 people doing that job.
For the whole city, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, they're very valuable then.
They are, yes.
Well, and one of the good things, and I've been reading a little bit about this, not extensively, but it seems like more and more animal shelters, at least nationwide, are seeing less animals coming in.
Yeah, so a lot of shelters have definitely put some restrictions on taking animals in right now, which is really important for managing our population because we don't have an option to not take animals, period. So we still have stray animals coming in, and we need to be careful about not overpopulating our shelters.
Yeah, that could be it. It could end up being a problem, and especially with the limited operations at the shelter right now. What is what is the operations like right now? I know you guys don't have you're not open daily.
Yeah, so currently we are only doing adoptions, reclaims, or emergency surrenders by appointment only. So if you are interested in adopting or if you need to reclaim your pet that's gotten away from you, you just call the shelter. We set up an appointment for you, and then you come in and do whatever you need to do. And that helps make sure that we don't have too many people in the shelter at a time. It helps protect the community, and it helps protect our staff.
Okay. What's the population like out there right now at the shelter?
Knock on wood, we are doing awesome right now. We currently only have, let's see here, about 5 adoptable dogs and 7 adoptable cats. So I think that is the lowest I've ever seen our numbers.
Yeah, it is. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
A little easier to manage 12 animals versus, you know, maybe 30 or 40.
Exactly. And we have a handful of strays still, but those numbers are also really low. I think we're floating around 4 dogs that are not available and 2 cats that aren't available. So we're doing great.
Great. Well, and, you know, there is the possibility, it hasn't happened yet here locally, but, God forbid that an animal would get diagnosed with the coronavirus, and we need to take every precaution we can with our pets.
Yeah, and so there's currently not much proof saying that our domestic animals are able to contract the virus. I think they had one study where one cat showed positive for it, but it was in extremely, extremely high dosages. And so for the most part, our animals, I think, are pretty safe. Most of the spread is person to person. But I do know that some zoos have tested positive in their large cat population. So it's something we're watching closely.
Mm-hmm. And for folks that, we have 26 cases of coronavirus here in Riley County, I think 5 in Pottawatomie County. Some of those may be pet owners themselves. I'm not sure. We don't have that information. But let's say somebody does end up getting sick and they have to, you know, isolate themselves for a little while. What should they do for their, what kind of contingency plan should they have for their animals?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We're recommending everyone prepare a go bag for their animals. So if they do wind up contracting coronavirus, or if they are taking care of somebody who potentially has it, if they're not able to take care of their pet, they need to make sure they have a plan in place for their animal. So they need to line up a family member or a friend or a boarding facility that could potentially take their animal on for them. We recommend having a go bag to give those people. So pack up some extra food, treats, vet records, any medications your pet might be on, a crate, some form of ID, and then some instructions for whoever's going to be taking care of your pet, so that if you have an emergency situation, somebody else has what they need to make sure that your pet is cared for.
I see. And so probably also having them microchipped is a good idea. I don't think you can, I don't know if that service is still available right now, but it would surely shed the importance on that.
Yes. Yeah. ID is incredibly important if your pet's going to be moving around, and especially without you. I don't know if you are able to still get microchips at this point in time. There might be some vets that are willing to do it. But a lot of people who already have microchips, it's really important to make sure that your microchip is current.
All right.
So make sure that the information you have on there is up to date.
And, you know, just as we're taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're staying, socially distant from others, the same rule applies to our pets.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far as, keeping them healthy during this thing as well, it's probably just as important. You know, make sure you're taking them on walks, making sure they're eating right and not getting ill.
That's right. Yep. Those are all very important.
Yep. Anything else here as far as shelter operations? Anything you guys are in need of right now?
We do have an Amazon wish list, which makes it really easy for people to donate if they're interested in doing that. They don't have to leave their house. They can just hop on Amazon and look for that wish list and then order things. They'll deliver it right to our door. There is nothing at the moment that we need. I think our staff has masks. We're good to go there. And then they're just making sure that the animals have what they need. So we're coming up on kitten season. Kitten supplies are always helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think, are you guys part of Grow Green Match Day?
Oh, we are not, no.
Okay. Was not sure about that. So, all right.
Yeah, the zoo is, though.
Okay. Well, very good. And again, if people check out your Facebook page, you guys post on there, I know, quite a bit, probably even more so these days, huh?
That's right. Yeah, we're really utilizing our social media accounts.
All right. And that's a great avenue here. If, let's say someone happens to see a stray animal out there right now, what's the first code of action that they should take?
Yeah, so if you do find a stray, if you're able to get a hold of the animal so that it is not still loose, that's always great. And then we just recommend calling animal control, and they'll come pick them up, and we'll try and track down an owner. Again, social media is a great tool, so if you find a stray animal, you can look on all of the lost and found pages in Manhattan and see if the owner is already out looking for them, and then you can just return the animal yourself. But the shelter's always there to take in those strays, so. Whichever route you choose.
And I know, and I'm sure the animal control, they have to take some extra precautions if they come to your house, and, make sure.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, make sure no one's ill or anything like that.
Yes, they're being really careful. They are having to go for emergency situations, but they're trying to conduct business outside of the home for now. They're social distancing, they're wearing masks, and then they're making sure everything is sanitized really well. So.
Okay. Well, very good. I don't have any other questions for you, Hannah. I appreciate the time here this morning. We'll talk again, I guess, next month.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you for having us.
All right. We sure appreciate it. Hannah Shoemaker, again, volunteer coordinator with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll hear from the Flint Hills Breadbasket coming up next on News Radio KMAN.